Hey, what's up, everybody? Today, I want to talk about AI agents and particularly the new version of AI agents, AI skills, and how instead of building big, massive AI agent workflows, we can use automated AI agent tools that actually do work for us. I've been doing this all week. My agents have been going to work. I found that agents was a very difficult thing to figure out for a while. And now what it's happening is the whole agent workflow is changing. The world of agents has actually changed over the last couple of weeks, as we have discovered with Claude Code and all these different tools that are out there. But what is an AI agent? That's one of the first places I want to start with you here. Particularly, an AI agent is where you have AI, and many of us are used to things like ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini, or maybe you use Perplexity or something like that. And the agent version is where it can do stuff for you. So instead of it being a chatbot that you're chatting with and you're like, okay, what's a recipe for this? Or you're asking it some kind of information, you actually tell an agent to go do something. So the AI is able to look and act because it's based on some kind of knowledge about how to do it. And now what we've had is recently there have been major advances with what Claude has launched. They recently launched this past week Claude Cowork, which is a general AI agent that can do work for you. One of the easiest general AI agents that's out there to use and the cheapest to find is going to be what's called, it's through a platform called Manus. And so the reason why I like Manus is because anybody can use it. They can sign up for an account and they can ask the agent to do just about anything for them. Like I was able to, for some of my clients, I was able to actually create a landing page and be able to look at a landing page for an offer that she was creating and different versions of this landing page right here with this agent. I was able to give it instructions to go out there and do various things for me and build these things with Manus. Another AI agent is lovable.dev. We've been using this recently. Lovable.dev is really cool because it can build landing pages for businesses. We're playing around with a business here for a handyman business right here. We have an agent. This is one for a dog grooming company right here. Dog grooming. And what the agent did was we told it what kind of site we want to build, what kind of text we want to put in there, and the agent built everything for us. And so no longer, instead of you having to go out there and create it all yourself, the agent can go do a lot of the work for you. Now, one of the more advanced ways that agents work are like tools like Claude Code, and particularly Claude Cowork, which is the new one that came out for non-technical people to use. If you're not a coder or a developer, I've been having a lot of fun with my agents. I've been developing various apps. I created a chatbot app, a transcript app, a scheduler app, all this week, which is awesome. And even a healthcare app for one of our clients. But Claude Cowork, what it does is it can connect to your computer and it can do work, whether it be in your browser, it can organize your desktop files for you. And the idea is it's a robot. It's a robotic way of actually doing work for you. The robot is programmed with certain functions that it can then go out and do. So here's what I love: Claude Cowork and Manus, particularly, I would say Manus is probably one of the easiest agents. A general agent that you can dive into is an incredible one right here. It can even control your web browser right here inside of Manus on your computer. You can use it through their app. Oh, there's an agent inside of this site called Replit.com that can build apps for you as well. There's an agent. You tell it what app you want to build. The agent goes out and it figures out how to build it for you. So again, the idea of agents is this: is it takes the concept of a robot that can do stuff, and it goes in and it just figures it out. It figures out how to do those things based on parameters that you're able to give it. Some agents exist inside of ChatGPT even. They have a ChatGPT agent that's built inside of ChatGPT. They have a coding agent. They have a general agent right here under agent mode. What can it do for you and things like that? And so these are all really, really cool things that exist that are out there, but how can we apply them in our business? Well, you could have it build you a website. You can have it make an app for you, but you could also learn about creating custom GPTs. And this is one of the really cool ways that I think a lot of people can use agents is with custom GPTs inside of ChatGPT. They can go in and they can create a custom GPT based on any topic. You can go here under ChatGPT /GPTs and find these based on different topics and look them up, whether it be a copywriting GPT, whether it be a Facebook ads GPT. And the idea is that it can create ads for you. It can write copy. It can generate workflows and things like that. But you can also create your own GPT by clicking, there's a create button on this screen. And they have a little agent right here, the GPT agent builder, as far as what it is. What are some ideas for agent GPTs that you could make? I could actually just ask it that to give me some ideas for what it could make, which is really pretty cool. A focus coach, a meeting summarizer, a brand voice builder, a script companion, a learning guide. Let's say kids TV shows learning guide. How to translate episodes of kids shows into learning lessons for homeschooling. Boom. Like that right there is something that I could use right now. I have a son who is 3 years old. He watches different TV shows and stuff like that. How could I then translate certain lessons from certain show episodes into homeschooling type lessons? I think that would be really cool. And so the GPT agent can actually go out there and create that for me. It's going to go out there and it's going to actually build itself some custom instructions. So again, that's what an agent is it has the chat bot and then it's combined with some kind of information and parameters of how it should act and respond. Now, these agents are turning into these more autonomous agents. Claude Code is a great example of an autonomous agent. You can give it a problem with your app that you're building, and it will literally sit there for an hour and solve it and fix it in the background while you have five other agents doing other things for you. Imagine the possibility of that. I'm not a software developer, and yet I've been able to generate and build different software that actually works and actually functions and actually creates these amazing apps that I'm able to use right here on my computer, which is awesome, using tools like Claude Code. I created Crack Chat and all these. It's a chat bot. It's things like that. And so that's what agents are really good at. But the way that most people are going to use agents, again, is like Lovable, where it can build you out a whole website based on a concept or a landing page. Lovable is very easy to log into and create an account with and start using to create custom landing pages. Or Manus. Manus can go out there and it can actually like do different work and research. Like I had it research the best way to build a certain website that then I was able to feed into Lovable. It was able to go out there and do all this research for me. It was able to come up with how to create certain skills for Claude Code and how to do things like that. It was able to outline a marketing plan for a handyman business. It was able to come up with a flow for how to build out ads campaigns and how to, I was able to also have it do work where it went into AWeber, an email software, and extracted all of these emails. And it created an email writing system prompt for us that could create an agent bot that could then write emails inside of software for us using these different techniques and tools. And so again, whether it be something like an agent chatbot like this, sounds good. like a GPT builder, or whether it be something like Manus that can actually go into your websites. It can go into your email software, schedule emails, write emails for you, do all this, do lots of research. I had it rewrite my whole marketing campaign for a new funnel that I was creating right here last week, which is awesome. I had the agent go in and actually write an entire ebook based on transcripts, hours and hours of raw transcripts. We had it translate into a full ebook that then what we're doing is we're editing, we're adding pictures to and all of that. So it was able to save us just weeks and weeks and weeks of time with these agents that are going and doing this type of work. Okay. And so those are some different tools. Again, like I'd recommend Manus, Claude Cowork for most people. You need a Claude Max account to use it, which is about $100 a month. Lovable and Manus, you can use them. There's a free version. There's about a $20 a month version that you can use to play around with. Agents come in all different shapes and sizes. There's these app building agents that do this. But here's the interesting thing, is that when it comes to agents, we've barely scratched the surface as far as what agents could really do for us in our businesses. And I want to ask Claude Opus this. In the future, with the idea of autonomous agents like Claude Code and even features like Claude Skills, let me tell you about Claude Skills. Claude Skills are these actually things you create mini documents with multiple layers of how it actually functions. And Claude will actually write it for you to create these autonomous agents that can do multiple layers of work using Claude Skills to be able to do them, which is amazing. We can say brainstorm new unique ways that agents might exist and help us do work in the future that don't exist already. Let's ask Claude this to really come up with these ideas, some novel autonomous agent ideas, these robot ideas. You know, Elon Musk is creating these Tesla Optimus robots as a part of his vision. And these are autonomous robots that actually can move around. I have a Tesla car that autonomously can drive itself by itself and do all these different things. And it's amazing. But for the average person, you know, maybe we're not quite there yet with everything, but what we do have is we have these different tools that are on our computer. So right here, ambient agents, instead of ones you summon, they passively observe what you do and build context maps. They not just acting, but understanding that we're on the cusp of things like that with things like Claude Code and Claude Cowork. Adversarial partner agents whose explicit job is to argue against your plans, find holes and stress test assumptions. That's kind of cool. Agent swarms with emergent specializations. This is, again, like a coding agent or a writing agent that can develop multiple layers. If you were writing a book, you could develop all your characters with an agent and it could do these different things. Temporal agents, a model of you 6 months from now and 6 months ago, and based on your trajectory, could simulate certain things. Relationship-aware agents. They understand your social graph and ways that you could change the way your social dynamic is. A dream agent. How to take your half-baked ideas and develop them into something useful. Negotiation agents. Forgetting agents. Their job is to remove information from your systems. Embodied process agents. A new client onboarding agent lives inside the workflow. Agents only activate when certain conditions are met. So again, this can make your head kind of explode, this whole idea about agents and things like that. But here's the beautiful thing about it. What's happening is different developers and people like myself and things like that, we're creating tools for you that you can use that do things that are amazing things every single day. Right now, where agents exist right now is not where they're always going to exist. And so in the future, who knows what's possible? Certain things that can come together in ways that robots start working autonomously in all of our systems. That's really, AI really actually is a gateway to robotics. inside of our lives and all those different things, and pre-programmed workflows and functionalities. You can do a ton of things with agents. The way that I use it, I set up my marketing agents to come up with different concepts and things that I do. I want to create an agent off of a video like this that could create all my social media posts, multiple videos, graphics, memes, things that I could post and share with people off of just one piece of video content. And that's an agent that I'd actually like to build. I'd like to actually take the transcript of this and feed it into an agent builder and actually build some kind of a tool that could do that for me based on my individual details that I feed into it, which is an awesome thing that I'd love to be able to do, that I want to be able to build, and something that I am building right now. And so what are ways that you could use AI agents to take your work and save you time, effort, energy, the amount of time, effort, and energy that you put into brainstorming and coming up with ideas and trying to solve problems? The agent can start to do it for you. And that's where we're headed and things like that. Inside of my Wealthy Coach Academy, I'm teaching my clients right now how to use AI agents and how to build them and how to not lose your voice, not lose your autonomy. See, here's the idea. As you could have an army of agents that work for you like they are employees that are doing different work for you. And that's one of the beautiful things and ways that agents work, is you have these virtual employees actually doing the work for you and creating outputs that are just incredible, that are just out of this world. And so I would just encourage you, go out there, think about the different ways that we can use these. Start using some of them. They're not hard to use. They work just like ChatGPT, but they can do stuff for you. And that's the difference between, like, the promise of agents is things like that. We have this this GPT that I was creating over here. I want to just test it out while we're on the screen here. Its agent is actually building the GPT for us right here. It's creating this out that we can use to be able to do different things and stuff like that with it. And so here's our custom GPT for kids shows in episode 2 of season 1 of Super Kitties. Come up with ideas for homeschool. And the agent can actually go to work by looking on the web and actually coming up with how this might work together. Let's imagine episode 1, Super Sleuth Science, solve mysteries like the Super Kitties, set up a mystery in your room, who took down the missing button, leave clues, teach logic and observation skills, creativity. And so this is, again, a way that you could build out agents that can help you do certain things. Like, I built one for writing Facebook ads and things like that. And the idea was that it was able to write ads based on a landing page that we actually put in there to be able to create the types of things that we want to create in our business. And so what it was able to do is it was able to go out there and it was able to by coming up with what the ad says, here's the landing page, here's the sales copy. It was able to do that. Inside of my Wealthy Coach Academy program, I'm showing business owners every single day how to implement these in their business, how to get results, and how to scale and produce the kind of income that they want to produce, whether it be six figures, seven figures, and beyond. I'd love to help you inside of my Wealthy Coach Academy program to get incredible results in your business. We'll talk soon, everybody. Have a good one.